Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mary, another win has come for Western New York Catholics from the Vatican in the fight against the merger and closures of several parishes in the region. What can you tell us about the latest announcement that you guys were able to put out there today with regards to this battle that you're facing right now?
We're so very excited now that we have four confirmed saves of parishes due to our canon law recourse process. And it means the recourse is over and done. The parish goes back to being a standing, free from anything that the diocese is trying to put over them. So it's a huge win for that reason alone.
What does another win like this with two more parishes do for your efforts and the group's efforts in terms of trying to make sure that a number of these local parishes remain open for local Catholics?
That's a really important question, and thanks for asking. Now that we have three major decrees, the one save was just the bishop having to cancel his decree because of a process error. But for the three that got the dicastery decrees, they went through each rationale that the diocese put forward to say that they needed to merge and close these parishes, and then put next to it the parish response saying these are the reasons why we don't meet that criteria, and this is proof of where we're financially good. Our attendance is good, it's adequate because we have enough money to keep our parish open. And also went into some of the finagling the diocese did with some of their financial packages. And at the end of each of these decrees, it said, there is no merit to having these mergers occur. So therefore, we deny that there is any substantial rationale for these parishes to merge. There is no benefit to it. And what they also pointed out was Father Brian has been quoted to say in different venues that he's aware that 30 to 60% of Catholics may not move to that new parish because they are so sad that their own parish is being closed in an improper fashion. So knowing that we've got three that are almost identically the same for the rationales, we're expecting the 20 or so some that are left will have very similar responses. And that is the big point now that we've had the weekend to let this information settle. We're hoping that the diocese sees this, and if I were the diocese, I would be terribly embarrassed that my boss, the Vatican, came back with such a harsh decision, point by point, saying that you have no grounds to do these to this parish. And the diocese has to take a turn now and say, how do we fix this? How do we heal? Because they keep saying we want to heal. So I'm calling out, and people around me are calling out saying, stop the road to renewal. Stop demoralizing our priests. Let them stay in their parish and not have to run ragged every weekend to try and rotate masses. It's time to put this to rest. Close the road to renewal. We'll work together on finding a program that fits better for this diocese. but stop this irrational movement, because the Vatican says you can't use the parishes for the bankruptcy. You can't take tax money from the parishes for bankruptcy. So it's time to stop and find a new pathway.
Save Our Buffalo Churches has also filed a number of other appeals with regards to other parishes here in Western New York. With what you know, where do things stand with those appeals, and how many more potential revoking of these merger closure decrees do you anticipate, maybe?
We have about 20 more that are in very good shape to hopefully receive the same good news decrees from the dicastery. We have a few that had the partial wins that we spoke about a couple months ago. They said the merger probably should proceed, but no money goes to the bankruptcy court. Those parishes have moved further on to go to the Supreme Court at the Vatican. They have their canon lawyer in Italy, but that will again be another, you know, could be 3 to 6 months before their cases are heard. But the Vatican would not take the case unless it had substantial cause to be heard in front of their court. So we have good feelings for those people, especially since we've gotten these most recent decrees all showing the same rationale is not, there's no foundation. So we're hoping everybody will be able to have a win. It's possible not everybody will, but they tried with all their might, and that's what we're here to do, is help them do their best.
And what can you say more about the decree for merger and closure being revoked for the parish in Lackawanna as well?
They are what's called a personal parish. Our Lady of Bistrica, it was established solely by the Croatian immigrants who came to Buffalo in the early 1900s, maybe 1910. And for years, they worshipped in a small building in Lackawanna. And then they had a Croatian priest assigned to them from Croatia, who was actually a brick builder before he entered the priesthood. So when he arrived, and he's still here, helped personally build that church brick by brick. And he continues to be a priest in residence and taking care of them, keeping their traditions alive. The little ladies still keep their rosaries in their socks, because that's what they had to do in Croatia in order to not be accosted by the police in the old times. So you cannot merge and take a parish and say you no longer exist, because they identify with a group like the Croatians. So that's where the diocese got it wrong, because they didn't recognize that. They said you're just a territorial parish bounded by, you know, South Park Avenue and whatever their physical boundaries are, more or less dotted lined, but it's for Croatian people to gather. And they get people from across Canada, Pennsylvania, and Ohio that come to their shrine and just for that purpose. So they are, that decree had to get thrown out because the bishop gave them an improper categorization. That's thrown out, and the diocese says that they will probably again, try and suppress them, but the parish is ready to go. Their documentation was very good, why they should stay open, because they had a suspended decree all this time anyway. They're going to follow the same route, update their numbers, because again, they're doing much better with 2025. So we hope they will be able to be a full win also.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.